It's Goodwill Wednesday. And our doctor is Dr. Ada Ademora. She's a professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And we just had World AIDS Day in December, on December 1st. And the doctor has done some extensive research on why African Americans are disproportionately impacted by HIV. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Why are we disproportionately impacted by HIV as a race?
Well, the reasons are complex. I do several types of research. My work has been especially concerned with how social forces in the United States affect black men and women's risk for HIV. And, for example, there's evidence that the combination of mass black incarceration and higher black male death rates, you know, for example, due to violence and disease, causes a shortage of black men compared to women. This male shortage, in combination with higher unemployment and poverty rates, can promote sexual network patterns like multiple partnerships that more efficiently spread HIV. So not everybody, obviously, has multiple sexual partnerships. And people, of course, have responsibility for their own behavior. But it is increasingly clear that policies, laws, and other social forces can and do contribute to people's vulnerability for HIV, and also for how they can affect how well they do once they have the disease. But what I want to tell people about today, there's some new developments in HIV prevention and treatment that I think we as black people really need to know about.
Have they come up with a pill yet?
Well, okay, so a couple of things. So first, one, there's treatment is prevention. And so I don't know if you know how much you know about that, but treatment is prevention capitalizes on the fact that treating people who have HIV with HIV meds prevents them from giving the virus to other people through sex.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's new, huh?
Well, it's relatively new. And we've known for decades that HIV medicines help people with HIV live longer, healthier lives. But the drugs have gotten better and better during the past 10 years, and they're more effective, and they're simpler and easier, although not necessarily easy, but easier to take. So HIV meds work by lowering the amount of virus in the blood. And when taken properly, the drugs can lower the amount of virus in the blood to the point where the virus is no longer detectable and very, very low in semen and vaginal fluids, sometimes not detectable there either. It's been thought for a long time that people with such very low viral loads are unlikely to give HIV to other people, but only in the past few years has this definitively been shown to be true. So a major study showed that treating people with HIV decreases their risk of giving it to other people through sex by like 96 to 97%. This is highly effective.
Repeat the effectiveness again.
It was like 96 to 97%.
This explains why Magic Johnson has lived so long and had children and Cookie's fine?
Well, it's related. But the phenomenon that I'm talking about right now is this phenomenon of not being able to give it to other people. But, yeah, the drugs among the things that appear to have helped him. And it means that HIV treatment itself is prevention.
Does this kind of make people think that they won't have to use protection?
And just take a pill?
Well, I mean, so let me get to the next thing, okay? Because I think that we really need to talk about this, too. The other thing is that people who don't have HIV but are at high risk for getting it can prevent themselves from getting it by taking something called PrEP, PREP, which stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, which means prevention. This, too, is a huge deal. This is a once-a-day pill, and there's only one on the market right now that is approved for this purpose, and it's called Truvada. It's a combination of two HIV medicines. This drug is not a new drug. It's been used for many years as part of the treatment for people who already do have HIV. Several years ago, studies showed that it can also prevent people from getting HIV if they take it regularly before they're exposed. So it's very effective in preventing infection among gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. It's also effective in preventing women from getting HIV and protecting them. But you have to take the medicine every day because, and this is especially true for women, if you don't take it every day, it does not protect you.
What's the side effects?
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah. So the side effects, actually, there really aren't very many. I mean, the most common side effect is nausea, but this typically improves as people continue on the drug. And for people who should, you know, the CDC has some guidelines about who should consider taking it. And, you know, I would say definitely because of, you know, the very high rates among, well, I'll tell you the guidelines the CDC says. So if you're not in a mutually monogamous relationship with another person who recently tested HIV, they tested HIV negative, again, you're not in a closed relationship with a person who recently had a negative HIV test, and you're a gay or bisexual man who's had anal sex without a condom or has been diagnosed with an STD during the past 6 months, or you're a straight man or woman who doesn't regularly use condoms during sex with people whose HIV status you don't know, and they're at substantial risk of HIV infection. Like, for example, if you're one of your partners is somebody who injects drugs, or you're a woman who has bisexual male partners, you would be a person who should seriously consider using PrEP. CDC also recommends PrEP for people who have injected drugs in the past 6 months and have shared needles or works or have been in treatment in the past 6 months. And PrEP taken every day really can lower your risk of getting HIV from sex.
Okay, well, last question about PrEP. You said there's very little side effects, but how much does it cost and does your insurance cover it?
Now, that is a great question. So it costs a lot, but actually, commercial insurance typically does cover it. Medicaid typically covers it. And the company actually has programs to give it to people who can't afford it. You need to ask your doctor for it because it's available only by prescription.
When you say a lot, how much, Doc?
I actually don't know the actual price that it's sold for, but it's a fair amount.
Is it like EpiPen kind of a lot? Or is it, you know what I mean, like a ballpark?
I hate to hazard a guess. I would encourage everybody to just go to their pharmacy and ask. I'm sorry. I don't know the exact amount.
All right. Well, Doctor, thank you very much. She'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions at 646-4464. Dr. Ada Adamora. Did I say it right?
You did. Thank you
so
much.
All right.
What's your nickname, Doc?
It's been a pleasure.
Earthquake would like to know your nickname, Doctor.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. That's a nickname, Dr. Uh-huh.